Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, and I'm delighted to be back from Florida. And I got to take a break. 1 second, Joe. There I am. Okay, good. What's that?
That didn't take long.
It did take first few words out. But I was delighted. I was in Florida for the entire week, and back at see a good friend of mine, John Laxton. I was in Fort Lauderdale, and it just stormed and rained, man, and everything. And I wasn't prepared for it. I had a jacket, but I didn't have a hat or an umbrella or anything. And I tried to get to the CVS twice. It was two blocks away. First time, I got about a quarter of a block and got nailed. I mean, it doesn't just rain there. Somebody gets a big bucket, and they just boom. You know, and that's when I got nailed by that. And so I ran into a pizza place, which meant I had to have a pizza, Joe. All right? So I got a pizza, right? And then right across from the street, there was an Italian bakery. So I was well taken care of, though I was soaking wet. Second night, okay, I'm going to do it again. I get a block and a half. And another big man, I'm telling you, these thunderstorms come down like crazy, and it was just soaking wet.
So did you have another pizza?
No, I did not have another pizza. I was drenched. I had to go back to my room, change and everything. But it was fun. Then cleared up on Friday. Saturday was beautiful. Took a tour of South Beach. Friday, a buddy of mine, we went north, went to Palm Beach, yeah, Palm Beach, and to Boca Raton, and it's just incredible. And the next day, we went down to South Beach, had breakfast at South Beach, and plenty of eye candy, if you get my drift. But it was warm down there. It was about 80 degrees, and the humidity, I just don't dig the humidity, man. But my friend loves it. He eats it up, and he's got three places here. But I was talking to our guest this morning, Tim Carroll, and Tim is with CMG in the financial. Tim is the branch manager. We're delighted to have you here, Tim. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Glad to be here.
Great. Tim bought a house I had for sale about 2 years ago.
Beautiful house on the golf course in Windsor. We love it, Mike.
Yeah. Great place, and that's a great little area there. And but Tim has a great idea, which is now into come to fruition, where you can do crowdfunding for a down payment. Now, we've talked about crowdfunding here and about using crowdfunding for a down payment, but there's some tweaks, things that they're doing, which are really cool, because you can use the money now instead of having to hold on to it and season and all this kind of stuff. So Tim's here to discuss that. Plus, we'll get his take on interest rates and all that kind of cool stuff. I had Ivan Choi on, who was with U.S. Bank, but Ivan, when I knew him, was the regional VP for Countrywide Bank of America back in the day, Tim.
Right, in the day.
And we were both there, right? And before the crash, and then after the crash, because we did a lot of REO properties with him. And he was talking about technology being a big impetus now for
without
loans.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, without
a doubt. Yes, without a doubt.
So we'll talk about Tim. We'll talk about the crowdfunding aspect. And Allie and I had spoken about it before, about, you know, using money for home improvement. You could do your own crowdfunding site. Well, they have their own crowdfunding site, which is really cool. So I think it's a great idea. When he approached me about it, I said, "Yeah, that's a good idea." So we'll be talking to Tim soon. So I had a great time in Florida, and I went there with my International Executive Association. I'm on the board of directors, and we're basically a group of businesses who, you know, get together and share, you know, other business with each other. And it was amazing, because we had people from New York, from Canada, Edmonton, Ontario, all through Florida, the South. And, you know, Tim, it's all about relationship building.
Oh, yes, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, 100%. And it's about, because nobody's going to use you until they know who you are and they like and they trust you. And that's the great thing about in my case, the Sonoma County Executive Association. So I talked about it last weekend. You got to correct me here, Joe. Come on.
Well, it's close enough to last
close enough
year.
Last year. Okay,
we're getting there.
And we talked about, you know, if you need a trusted source for any kind of referrals, give me a call. And And I wouldn't have Tim on here unless he wasn't a trusted source and a good guy to work with. So once again, we could add Tim to our list of really good lenders. We've had Otto Kobler on, you know, Pete Phillip here, but he knows Pete, Eric Oquist, any number of folks, reverse mortgage people. Do you know Jill Grohn by chance?
I do not.
Does really good reverse mortgages. They have an alliance with Redwood Credit Union.
Sure.
So they do that kind of stuff. But we were talking about the market and you know, kind of what it was last week, and it was just the first blush of the numbers. So the numbers are a little more solidified. It's kind of what I suspected. The sales, we only had 425 sales last month. Put that in context, for the last 2 years, if we went over 500 sales, that was a great, great month. And we used to be where we used to go 1,200, 1,500 sales. Mm-hmm. now it's like 500 is like, oh, wow, 500. Well, we only did that twice during the summertime. And, you know, we did it in June, we did it in August. And then after that, each month we've dropped tremendously, you know, and we did it, Tim, in June, we had 519 sales. But July, maybe you can bear this out, in July, we only had 419 sales. So just huge, tremendous drop, which we all figured, people went on vacation.
You know, it's crazy, Mike, and I didn't know that statistic, but in the mortgage industry, all of us were crazy busy in July and August. I don't know if that was a residual, but...
Maybe it's refinances or people maybe are already in escrow, and then the sales equate, you know, into the next month.
Sure.
But then in August, we had 517 sales. So that's probably why you were busy, because you guys lead...
Ramping up into August.
Yeah, in August. Well, then now we dropped to 425, you know, for this last
big
month.
Drop.
Yeah. And the medium home price is only up 3%, which is kind of cool because, you know, Robert Digitale, who we all love and enjoy his work with the Press Democrat, he's, you know, he puts out, record medium home price. I think this is about 4 months ago. Well, now guess what, guys? It's all the way down to $618,000.
Down to 618.
Yeah, it was like, you know, 635 record for Sonoma County. Well, guys, just the next month it'll probably come down. Go up or remain the same, which is a bold prediction of interest rates, right? Interest rates are either go up, go down, or remain the same.
They're kind of a living, breathing thing, right? Either up, down, or the same.
Yeah, and the you know, so the but we're still looking for inventory, so it's, you know, the days on the market is still way down compared to what it should be. Days on the market, must supply of inventory is only 1.9 months, so a normal market is 4 to 6 months. Anything over 6 months is a buyer's market, which I can't see that happening.
What, a buyer's market? What's that?
What is a buyer's market, you know? But it was so funny. We were down in Florida, and it's so cool because they have the Intercoastal Waterway, which parallels the ocean in all along Florida. And so that the people have their 80, 90, you know, 100 feet yachts tied up to their house, which is like 15,000 square foot mansion. Then across the road is the beach.
Nice.
And across the road on the beach is the replica of their home, but it's the beach house.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's just like God's way of telling you, Kelly, you don't have enough money.
Well, Mike, what's the median price of a home there? Oh. Certainly higher than 618.
No, it's got to be a million. I mean, but they're like 10, 15, 20, 30, $40 million properties.
Right.
You know, they're just incredible. We took a water taxi and we went by this one place that was, I think it was 20,000 square feet, but they built a guest cottage for their friends that was 6,500 square feet. You know, it's just that kind of excess. And the yachts, there's all these powerboats, man, and they're all sitting there. You know, they're just, I guess you got to have, you
got to have a yacht.
You got to
have a
yacht.
I love yachts,
man,
but
you know?
I've only been a guest on a yacht. I don't own a yacht.
You got it. You got it. Yeah, I had a boat for about 2 years, and I'm glad it's gone. But anyway, so we're going to go ahead and take a break and come back and talk to Tim about this crowdfunding thing they got going on. But give us a call if you want, 636-1350. You can also go check us out on, we're streaming live on Facebook Live. Back, you've seen the back of Tim's head. We have put you on a profile there so you can see what Tim looks like. If you go to Facebook Live, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, you'll see that. Then KSRO.com is another way to see us. 94.5 and 90, what is it, 103.5. 94.5 FM, and you can check us out there. So plenty of ways to listen to the show today. We'll have a podcast up at the end of the hour, which you can tune in and listen to Tim in case you miss anything. You can also give us a call at 636-1350. That's the hotline, 636-1350. We're going to come back and talk with Tim Carroll. He's a branch manager of CMG Financial. They got a great crowdfunding source way to do business. We're going to come back and talk about that and many, many other things when we return with the Real Estate Hour.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Scientists apparently say they now may be able to produce rain and lightning storms using high-energy lasers that could potentially eradicate droughts.
Late nights starting at 10 here on FM News Talk Radio. 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO, now celebrating our 80th year. And I was not there on most of them. But I was a bit, 20, what we figured out was 21 years, something like that, right, Joe?
Something like that. It's been at least two decades.
So I've been 25% of the time of the station I've been on the air, which is kind of cool. So, good morning, Tim.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
We're going to have to turn you off because you're going to be looking at me, and then the people on Facebook, all they're going to see is the back of your head.
Hello, guys.
We'll just have you kind of like, I know, well, you can talk to Joe.
Is that your best side?
That's your best side.
I'm not sure I have a best side. Yeah. My wife said I had a face for radio, so.
There you go. He's a good-looking guy. So, Tim is the branch manager of CMG Financial, and you've got a checkered history, but, you know, anybody who's been around in this industry for a while has been around.
That's for sure.
Yeah, mortgage guys, realtors, you know, we kind of bounce around. But you've been all in the mortgage industry, though, which is the
last 23 years, mortgage industry here in Sonoma County.
Right, you've been a loan officer, sales manager, owner, and then branch manager. And we're going to be discussing today your GoFundMe page, which is kind of unique. I mean, we've talked about it here before on the show where they had crowdfunding. And my whole thing is that I met a guy this last week. He was leaving the meeting. And where was he going? He was going to Cancun for a destination wedding.
Oh, nice.
Nice, yeah. He's the father of the bride. So I said, so is that nice? He goes, the money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's probably going to cost him. You know, caterer, I mean, mariachi band, whatever you're going to do down there in Cancun, you know, and, you know, God knows how many lawsuits. But the thing is that it's probably going to be like 30 to 50 grand, right, Tim?
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
And there are people that do that. They make everybody suffer because they want to get married in the Bahamas.
Right.
And you got to drag everybody down there and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Why do that? If you're really, you know, now the folks who would probably use a GoFundMe site – probably aren't the people that would go to a destination wedding.
Probably not. No, absolutely not.
But their parents, though, who have the, you know, holds on the purse strings on the wallet, you guys might want to listen to this, because the GoFundMe site is a really cool way to raise money. Instead of getting a huge wedding, have a nice local wedding here. We have plenty of sites, you know, Sara Lee's Vineyard and all this kind of cool places to get married. And so how does the – let's talk about a GoFundMe site to begin with, because many people may not know what it is.
Yeah, let me give you a little background. First of all, I want to do this. I am going to correct anybody anytime. We are called HomeFundMe, not to be confused with GoFundMe.
Okay, right.
And that's important, because when we start talking about the HomeFundMe program, it's very specific. It's a very specific fundraising page that you need to go to.
Right.
But taking a half step back, a little background for your listeners, the crowdfunding phenomena. Actually, the very first known crowdfunding site started in 1996.
Really?
Yeah, 1996. Wow. So it goes back a few years. However, the concept really caught on, I'd say, in the last 5 years. And your listeners probably have heard of some of those sites, GoFundMe, right. HoneyFund, Kickstarter for businesses. Right. And the basic idea behind crowdfunding is you set up a website, and it's tied into basically a bank account, and you reach out to your friends and acquaintances and friends of friends, and you solicit money.
Yep.
And oftentimes that comes with milestones in your life, whether it's a wedding, the birth of a child, graduation from college or grad school, and you reach out to your friends for whatever the purpose is, whether it's to buy a home, start a family, maybe there's medical problems. Those are the reasons, or those are the typical reasons that you would see somebody use crowdfunding. Well, the owner of our company is a gentleman by the name of Chris George, and Chris had this amazing idea. He said, what is the biggest problem confronted by, especially first-time home buyers? Mike, what do you think the biggest obstacle to home ownership is?
Down payment.
Down payment, without a doubt. And then you factor on top of that closing cost.
Right.
We all know closing costs can be upwards of $10,000.
Right. And you can ask for closing costs, but in this competitive market, you know how hard that is.
Right. With homes on the market here in Sonoma County, 1.9 months, sometimes you're not going to get those closing costs. So Chris came up with an idea, and he said, hey, why don't we make it easier for people to buy a home? What if we could help them with their down payment and closing costs? So he approached Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are the two big giants in our industry, and they loved the idea. And while this program just launched about a month ago, Chris, Fannie, and Freddie have been working behind the scenes for about a year and a half to bring this program live. We kicked off again about 4 weeks ago, and we've already helped numerous clients throughout the country. And the basic premise is that we help them set up their crowdfunding site through HomeFundMe.com.
Right, right.
We teach them, we assign them a coach, and we teach them how to promote their site through their social media.
How to make the appeal.
How to make
the big ask.
The big ask. And it all comes down to your profile. I mean, you have to tell a story.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Who are
you? You're right.
Why are you doing this? What milestone are you at in your life?
Sure.
And then you have to push it out to your friends. And it's truly amazing. When this program works, it works.
Yeah. We talked about it before, and you could do it before. There was no reason why you couldn't. But the big difference, though, Tim, explain that difference, because before it had to be what we call seasoned in the industry.
Correct. Correct. I mean, you know, coming up with a down payment and closing cost has always been something that is tightly regulated by the mortgage industry,
right.
Meaning we have to see where that money is coming from and how long has that money been sitting in that bank account.
Yeah, you just can't get like $100,000 dropped into your account the day before the closing of escrow. Okay.
So that has always been the trick when it comes to down payment.
So is there a time for that, Tim? Like say somebody is just going to get money from parents. Okay, is there like a lead time where they should be putting that money into an account?
Well, yes and no. The example of parents, we call those gift funds. And
right.
Gift funds are really simple. If it's coming from a direct family member, which is most commonly the parents, that simply requires a gift letter from mom and dad.
That's it. You don't, no prepayment.
No prepayment, gift letter. All we need is gift letter and usually proof of funds, usually a bank statement from mom or dad where the money's coming from.
Right, right.
So the gift letter is easy.
Not from their marijuana patch in this account.
Well, we won't go there on this conversation.
There,
on that
one, but that's another conversation. That's another radio show.
Yeah, it's the 420 conversation.
Yeah.
But getting back to your question, yes, people can use a generic GoFundMe or a HoneyFund account.
Right.
But the problem there is once they raise the funds, they're going to have to transfer that into some type of checking or savings account. And likely they're going to have to season it for probably 90 days because you're going to need two bank statements showing that the money has been sitting there without any large deposits.
Right.
Now, with HomeFundMe, me, we don't have that issue. This is an approved site through Fannie and Freddie, and those funds basically get wired directly to escrow. So there's not that additional 90-day seasoning period that you would expect with a non-Home Fund Me type account.
Great, great, great. And then, so, and the whole process works out where you're obviously qualifying them for the loan. So there's more credibility, I think, behind what you guys are doing versus, you know, a couple of folks saying, hey, we're going to buy a house, give us the money.
No doubt. Basically, the way the program works, the way Chris has designed it, is that we have these clients contact us, and a lot of times it will be from a realtor, from a local realtor. They'll contact us and explain, you know, that they're interested in buying a home, but they're tight on the funds. And you know what? There are a lot of people who want to buy a home that don't have the down payment and don't have the closing costs, and they don't have a parent or an immediate family member that's going to get them those funds.
Sure.
So what we do is we sit down with them, we explain the entire loan process, we go through a very simple pre-approval process, and then we set them up with a Home Fund Me account. Now, you can speak to this from a realtor perspective, but if you know you have a client that you like and they want to buy a house, but they simply can't because they don't have the money, you're probably not going to invest a ton of time driving them around on the weekends and showing them properties. So what we suggest to the realtors, look, let us do our part. Let us get them pre-approved. Let us help them raise those funds over the next 30, 60, 90 days.
Yeah.
And the second they have those closing costs and down payments, we're going to call you up, Mike, and say, hey, they're ready to go.
Cool.
Then you're going to start, you know, showing them the properties.
Yeah, and that is a smart way to go. I mean, because when we discussed it before about the GoFundMe site, you know, they could say they're asking money for a down payment, but you don't really know that's what's, I mean, hopefully that's what's going on. But as we discussed, there is so much money spent, like we said, on weddings, where if you're going to get married, what better way, what better gift?
Oh.
Okay, than to go ahead and give you money for a GoFundMe site. If you're, you know, say you're just newly married, okay, and people were going to get you, maybe they're going to get you gifts and stuff. You know, don't give me gifts. You know, here's, give them the GoFundMe page and said, how about giving me, you know, I think there's an average amount spent on wedding gifts.
Yes.
And it was like $150 or $246.
Well, let me back up. Yeah. $146 is the average amount that is spent on a first, you know, a young person's wedding or first time wedding.
Sure.
And combined, the average wedding generates about $15,000 in gifts.
Yeah.
Now imagine if those monies were used for your down payment.
Sure.
Right? And it's interesting you brought up the wedding. That's the obvious example, but we just attended a wedding expo 2 weeks ago, and the response was phenomenal. There was over 800 brides at this wedding expo. And of course, no one's really ever heard of Home Fund Me since it's so new. And they came up to our table and I said, what are you guys all about? Once we explained that we were essentially a registry and that if they didn't own a home, wouldn't they rather buy a home than have three toasters, some, you know, pot holders and some towels?
Really?
And it was the light bulb. It was that aha moment with many of them.
Yeah,
without a doubt, you know, wedding is probably the classic example where Home Fund Me comes into play.
Yeah. And there's a, you know, a parallel story to that too. I mean, you don't want to go out and do this elaborate, incredible wedding and then ask for money for buy a house.
Well,
because
exactly.
People are going to kind of go, you, what? You
right.
Know? Yeah.
No question. And you brought up something interesting that I want to touch on. You said in a generic crowdfunding site that, you know, they could use that money for anything. They may or may not use it for the purchase of a home. However, with Home Fund Me, what's really great is that when you make a donation, so if you have a friend that has put up a Home Fund Me site and you make a donation, when that a box pops up and that lets them know you have a choice. You can either say my gift is conditional or my gift is unconditional. Now, if you donate an unconditional gift, that means they can use it anytime for anything.
Sure.
If you donate conditionally, they can only use it for the purchase of a home. So you do control as the donor whether those funds are going to be used or not for a home or for any purposes.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Because you know, you always have that aunt or uncle that will do that.
Correct. Yes. Absolutely.
I'll give you $15,000, but you know, it's not to get that new car and run off to whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break and come back more with Tim. This is a great, I think, great concept. You know, GoFundMe is a great site, but this one is called again?
Home Fund Me. So go to homefundme.com and you can learn more about it. We've got a couple of videos up on the site.
Cool. All right, we'll take a break, come back more with Tim Carroll as we return with the Real Estate Hour. Give us a call, 636-1350, right back after these words.
News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Less dangerous than feared, hurricane, then tropical storm Nate's now downgraded to a depression, but still dumping serious rain as it moves away from the Gulf Coast area. Mobile, Alabama got the worst of it, some flooding and power outages. And Brock Long of FEMA, the head of FEMA, telling ABC's This Week, he was responding to the San Juan, Puerto Rico mayor's allegation that patients are stuck in a hospital without electricity on the island.
We're actually life-flighting the ICU patients out of those hospitals onto the USS Comfort. And we continue to stabilize that situation with hospitals.
Twitter insults flying the past hours between a Republican president and a senator from his own party. President Trump tweeting that Tennessee's Bob Corker begged him for an endorsement. And when Mr. Trump refused, Corker decided against re-election. Corker tweets, "It's a shame the White House has become an adult daycare center. Someone obviously missed their shift this morning." A movement to abolish Columbus Day and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day is gaining momentum in some places. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies for the week ahead. Today, topping out at 87, 72 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 54, 53 on the shores. Monday, sunny at 84, 74 in Bodega Bay. Blue skies for Tuesday at 81, 69 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. You know, we did a talk about our incredible wipeout of the. It's not really a wipeout. It's like an incredible scores. Which,
yeah, there wasn't really a wipeout to speak of. Alabama was nice to their opponent yesterday.
What was that?
It was 24-17 or something like that. So
that's pretty tough.
It was a 65-19 game. Texas Tech beat Kansas, but then everybody beats Kansas.
Yeah, really.
But there was one game that had. Could have counted as wipeout on both ends. Western Michigan defeated, scored 71, which you're prepared for the wipeout,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But Buffalo scored 68.
Holy.
Although there was seven overtimes in the game.
Seven overtimes.
The overtimes were higher than.
Is there a limit of overtimes in college football?
No, until somebody wins.
Somebody wins.
But after the third one,
you go to the 20.
They got to go for two.
Oh, is that
yeah,
okay.
After
all
a touchdown.
Right. Gotcha. Yep.
So it looks like they're. And in one of those, and I saw the tape of this last night, Western Michigan scored a touchdown in the second or third overtime. And the sister of the guy who scored it thought the game was over. I guess she ran onto the field and started celebrating. She was taken away. The guy looked embarrassed to say,
poor guy.
And she was taken away, but they got to celebrate later.
She'd go over the rules of football with his family.
She's not the only one that doesn't understand the overtime
rules. 71-68. Holy Toledo. Wow. Cool. Okay. Well, that was fun. But so Tim Carroll's here, and Tim is with CMG.
Okay. CMG.
I want to say the other one, but
CMG Financial.
CMG Financial, and he's the branch manager there. We're talking about Home Fund Me. Home Fund Me.
See, Mike, I'm going to correct you every time.
That's right. That's right. Because we discussed using the Fund Me sites, and there are different ones you can use to raise money. But this one is primarily for, obviously, real estate and primarily first-time home buyers?
Yeah. Yes, I would say so. I mean, you know, it's not exclusive. conducive to first-time homebuyers. And remember, Fannie and Freddie define first-time homebuyers as someone who has not owned a home in 3 years.
Right.
So first-time homebuyers has a broad definition. But I think, you know, if you were to look it up in my mental dictionary, I picture a first-time homebuyer, maybe a young couple, certainly the millennial market, mm-hmm. and millennial defined as people in their 20s and 30s.
Sure, sure.
They're very, very involved and invested in social media. They're very comfortable and knowledgeable about the concept of crowdfunding.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so,
yeah,
yeah, I think first-time homebuyers is really the target audience.
Yeah, and that's important to restate. First-time homebuyers is not, you know, young first-time homebuyers, because according to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, it's if you haven't owned a home for 3 years.
Correct.
Correct?
Absolutely.
And people forget about that because they think, well, I can't do that because I'm not a first-time homebuyer. Well, if you haven't owned a home in 3 years, and a lot of people who went through the recession, you know, got out of their houses, lost their houses.
Correct.
And we have the whole boomerang buyer effect,
yep.
right?
Yep, absolutely.
And so I don't want to put you on the spot, but real quickly, if you had a foreclosure, it was 7 years, five years?
Actually, well, yeah, Fannie Mae, yes. Fannie Freddie, which is really what we're talking about with Home Fund Me, foreclosure is 7 years, bankruptcy is 4 years. And short sale is, now you're putting me on the spot here, but I believe short sale is also 4 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is happened a long time ago. So all you folks who lost your house and, you know, think, oh, I'll never buy another home, and, you know, you've probably kept your job, you've probably moved up in your job, you know, you maybe want to readdress this and say it's been, what, 10 years since the big crash, basically.
Without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, as a mortgage guy, so many of my clients are boomerang buyers,
right.
you know. And they still have this mental picture where they say, well, I don't qualify. You know, I had this horrible event. These series of things happened to me. We lost our home. We filed bankruptcy. But as you point out, that might have been 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And these people can potentially buy a home. So that's not an obstacle.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people get that mindset. They go, oh, my God, I was a failure. I lost my home.
Correct.
I mean, losing your home is a super traumatic event. You know, and a lot of people think they'll never bounce back. But, guys, there are programs, and you probably are now, once again, a first-time homebuyer.
Absolutely.
And you could possibly even use this site.
Well, yes, absolutely. And what I'd like to do is tell your listeners about our very first Home Fund Me clients. Now, they weren't my clients. They were from a branch in a different branch in California, but it's an amazing story. It was the Smith family, and it was a father and his adult daughter. And the Smiths had been trying to buy a home for about 10 years, but Mr. Smith's job in and out. He was having some financial difficulties pulling the monies together and qualifying for a loan. They started searching about a year ago, getting very serious about it. At the time, his wife had cancer. Well, unfortunately, Mrs. Smith passed away. At that time, they figured, okay, well, this just isn't the cards. He's 62. I'm never going to own a home.
Right.
Well, they happened to be working with a loan officer from CMG Financial, and the loan officer, we had just rolled out the Home Fund Me program. So I believe the loan officer's name is Wendy. Wendy called them up and said, guys, we've got to meet. We've got this incredible program. Well, to make this really simple, Mr. Smith and his daughter were short $6,130 between the down payment and closing costs. It was to the penny. That's how much they were short.
Yeah.
They got set up on their Home Fund Me page that day. Basically, within 24 hours, I believe it was in 22 hours, they had raised $6,130 through their Home Fund Me site.
Great.
And that is a true story. We have that on our Facebook page.
But you see, that number itself is very important, because it shows to people that want to, you know, fund them that, look, guys, here's the amount of money, and it's down to the dollar.
Correct.
I think if you just put 10 grand, you know, people go, well, 10 grand. I mean, so explain to me, and maybe this is your strategy, Tim, when you have somebody who wants to do this, you say, okay, this is what you need. You know, your down payment's going to be this much. Your closing costs are this much. You need $11,485.65. I mean, that to me is more powerful than this putting up 11 grand.
Absolutely. I think the more specific you can be, the more people believe it, and the more excited they get to participate. Because when people begin to donate on these sites, you see those donations, and you can see that account grow. Most of the time when people call us, you know, especially if they're first-time homebuyers, they're very excited. We've been able to save $2,000. Well, it's kind of a rude awakening when you sit them down and say, look, if you're going through a conventional loan product, you need 3% down. You're looking at a $350,000 townhome. That's $10,000. Your closing costs are going to be $7,000 or $8,000.
Yeah,
so they're
yeah.
staring up at almost $20,000.
Sure.
And they don't have it. and they don't have the deep pockets with mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. So that's really where Home Fund Me comes into play. And of course, the more compelling your story, as with the Smiths, the more likely people are going to get behind you. And so sure. We really, one of the things that we do once we get you set up, we help you set up your Home Fund Me site. It's really simple. You definitely want to spend some time thinking about your story and your profile, but we assign you a personal coach. So everybody who participates in the Home Fund Me program has their own fundraising coach. And that fundraising coach talks to them about the program, talks to them about how to set up the site, how to write their profile, and how to promote it successfully on social media. So the coach is invaluable.
That's great. Yeah, because, you know, like we talked about earlier, if you have a really frugal wedding, you know, and basically like a potluck wedding, and you want people to bring money to your Home Fund Me site, it has more credibility, guys, and really seriously, than going out and having the big old wedding and asking for money instead of gifts. In this case, you'd see, okay, wait, they got the big wedding, so what am I paying for their wedding? You know, what's with the father? Can't afford it.
Might rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. But, you know, even a moderate wedding, I think, is okay, because you use Home Fund Me essentially as a registry.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead of saying I'm registered at Macy's or I'm registered at Bed Bath and Beyond, just say I'm registered at homefundme.com. And whether they were planning on getting you a $25 gift card or a $200 toaster oven, they now know what your wants are.
Yeah.
You want to buy a house.
Sure,
and
sure.
So that's where Home Fund Me really comes into play in the wedding scenario.
Yeah, and I think it has like even a bigger psychological impact for like maybe your aunts and uncles who are going, wow. You know, maybe they'll say, God, look, you know, we're allowed to give this much money to our kids. Let's go ahead and kick in like $5,000 or something.
Yeah. And, you know, if you've been to enough weddings, at some point it gets hard to get creative in terms of what to get them. And so getting people what they really, really want, I think, is the most important thing. There's also another component that I haven't brought up to the Home Fund Me program, and that is, in addition to crowdfunding, there is a potential for a lender gift. So from CMG, in this case, up to $2,500 that we give to the homeowners as part of their fundraising efforts. And that's a little bit complicated. It really actually isn't complicated, but the way it works is we will donate for every dollar that they raise through their Home Fund Me site, we will donate $2. And we will donate $2 up to $2,500. Okay, now that's if they're first-time home buyers. If they're not, we will donate up to $1,000.
Oh, great,
okay?
Great.
So, you know, part of this Home Fund Me program is not only the home funding, the crowdfunding concept, but it's the free gift, the grant from the lender, which is great because normally a lender cannot give a down payment to a home buyer.
Right. Yeah, definitely. The form of credits and this kind of thing. Yeah. That's a great, you know, great tool. And people need to start, you know, kind of like thinking out of the box. I mean, you know, our medium home price, as I discussed earlier, is just over $600,000. So, you know, if you want to buy any decent single family that you want to really move into, and you got to understand, guys, if you're doing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, it's got to qualify. You know, let's spend a couple of minutes on that, Tim. Is that Fannie and Freddie Mac are the ones that you guys all write to? So when you hear about all these underwriting issues, all that stuff, it's all written to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Then once you get beyond them, then you're in a different kind of a product. You're in a different kind of a loan scenario. But the vast majority, and they're called GSEs, government sponsored entities. And they kind of like recycle money through the world, right?
Absolutely. I think for simplicity's sake, the way it was explained to me 20 years ago is if you have a little local bank, XYZ Bank, and you have $20 million a year that you can lend to your small community to buy homes, 6 months into the year, you run out of your $20 million, you have no money left to lend to your right. community to buy homes. So Fannie and Freddie were created to recycle the funds.
Right.
What we do, what most banks do, is we sell our loans. Once we originate the loan, we sell the loan to Fannie or Freddie, they purchase the loan from us, give us back our initial investment. So if we did a $400,000 loan to Mrs. Smith, we will get our initial $400,000 investment back, plus the profit margin that Fannie or Freddie pays us for the loan. So it is absolutely a recycling concept.
And then we had the crash. It became to the point where if you do guarantee that loan, you better guarantee that loan. Or guess what? You're going to have to pay Freddie and Fannie back if that loan defaults. So that's why we have such tight underwriting. underwriting. But we're going to take a break and come back and talk to Tim about maybe more of that and then the Home Fund site. So give us a call, if you will, 636-1350. We'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Tom Shalhoub Show.
In the face of a tragedy, you start thinking of the big issues. Some people become more religious, some people less so. And why is that?
Early afternoons right before the drive on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Rincon Valley hears FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. We are here with Tim Carroll. Tim is the branch manager of CMG Mortgage. And we're talking about a Home Fund Me site.
You got it. Home Fund Me.
On Home Fund Me site, which is what they're doing to roll out money for folks that want to buy a home. First-time homebuyers usually is the case. You can go ahead and get that for a wedding registry if you want to. People can give you money instead of China, and because nobody uses China anymore. China, as Trump says, China.
But oh, no, don't go there.
Yeah, let's not go there. But the and then we had a caller call in and said, okay, because most of the times when we discuss this, there's a fee attached.
Right, correct.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a great question. Normally, when you're in a traditional crowdfunding site, whether it's GoFundMe, HoneyFund, right, Kickstarter, the ones I mentioned earlier, those are for-profit organizations, and they take a piece of the pie. And they take anywhere from 3 to 10%, which can be a lot of money,
yeah,
especially in a situation like this where you may be raising $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. We have zero fees associated with this Home Fund Me account. And what that means is that CMG Financial, our company, will cover any fees related to having the Home Fund Me account. Simply put, you raise 10 grand in your crowdfunding, you're going to get all 10 grand.
Yeah, that's very important.
There is no charge at all. Also, one of the things I forgot to mention earlier is that one of the requirements to participate in Home Fund Me is you must take a home buyer course. It is a HUD-approved home buyer course. And for those of you who are in the business, you know those can range anywhere from $75 to $150. Now, those courses can be done online, they can be done over the phone, or they can be done in person. But the lender, in this case, our company, CMG Financial, we pay for that. So we will cover the $75 or $150 fee associated with taking the HUD-approved home buyer course. So there truly is no cost. The other thing I want to point out, Mike, and this hasn't come up yet, but oftentimes when a bank or a lender offers money back to the buyer, mm-hmm, or their borrower, there's usually some kind of strings attached, and those strings are usually represent themselves in additional fees or a higher interest rate. When CMG grants or gifts the $2,500 up to $2,500, there's absolutely no increase to the interest rate, and there's actually absolutely no hidden fees on top of that. So it's important to point that out as well.
Great, great. Yeah, and so if you're Freddie Mac, so you're getting the standard, you know, if you, it depends what your credit rating is, obviously.
Correct.
You know, and what kind of rates you're going to get. But what are the rates today, about four, still around four?
You know, it I get this question all the time. I'm at a barbecue. What do you do? I'm a loan guy. What are rates?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's an obvious logical question, but rates vary depending on your credentials. The general rule of thumb right now, we're about 4.25.
Yeah.
Give or take, but that could go up or down depending on your scenario. Your FICO score weighs heavily into that.
And Tim and I have been in the business for a while, so we both know that 4.25 is like, God, a great rate! You know, it's just like if people go, I want to wait for 3.5. And go,
you know, it's one of my, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. I have a young couple come in and they've heard from their uncle, their favorite uncle Louie, that rates are 3%. And they come in, I say, well, we're right around 4.1 or 4.2. They go, oh my gosh, that's so high. I almost blow a gasket and said, you should have seen them back, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. They were 19, 20%. So historically, rates are fantastic, folks. They're still considered some of the lowest rates in the last 50 years.
Yeah, they really are. And this is one way where you can get that down payment, which is the really important thing to do, you know, to buy that property. And so when you sit down with Tim, he's going to say, okay, what are you looking to do? Okay, and there's a whole process they go through. And believe me, and lenders, guys, just get prepared for it. Okay, it's somewhat a daunting process. Okay, and you know, the raising of money is one of those things where that usually is the biggest obstacle we have. And a lot of the times we have clients, we go, what, how much do you have for a down payment? Oh, I got $3,000. We go, okay, well, fine. That's probably not going to work for what you want to do. So, and sometimes they just fall through the cracks. But the smart lenders like you guys are going to say, no, wait a second. Okay, let's see what you qualify for. All right. Now, here we have a product, Home Fund Me, where you can go out and ask your friends and family in a nice way, and they do have great programs on how to ask, make the ask, as we say.
Yes,
you know, to get it.
We will coach you.
Yeah, they'll coach you, and but how your website looks, the story you're telling, and all this kind of good stuff.
And the great thing is when you go to homefundme.com, it is a templated site, so it's a very simple, easy to use site. Literally, you can set up a Home Fund Me account in 2 minutes or less. Now, of course, you probably want to invest more time really developing your story and your profile, but it's really simple to do. It's also very simple to donate. I closed my first Home Fund Me loan about 2 weeks ago for a client, and I wanted to see what the donation aspect was like. So I jumped onto their profile, onto their site, and literally it was easy as 1, 2, 3. I opened the site, I clicked a button, I got my credit card out, I made the donation, and I was in and out of that site in probably a minute and a half. And hey, Mike, real quick, I want to mention there is another component. So far, we've talked about the crowdfunding aspect of Home Fund Me. We've talked about the lender grant or gift up to $2,500. But the realtors can also participate. And just partially backstory, coming back to our president and CEO, Chris George, he envisioned a community helping these first-time home buyers.
Sure.
You've got the buyers themselves, you've got the mortgage company, and you have the realtor. Now, this is a case where realtors can potentially donate up to 1% toward the down payment if they want. Now, I talked to a realtor the other day, and he said, well, why would I want to do that? And I said, well, think about it. If you've been working with this client, a young couple that you really like and you really, really want to help them, maybe they've been outbid for, you know, the last 6 months, 8 months, 12 months. And they finally get an offer accepted, but they're short $800 or $1,000, even with their Home Fund Me account. You might say, you know what, guys, I'm going to chip in that $800. So the realtor now has the means to contribute to the down payment, which, as you know, Mike, you could never do before.
Right. Okay? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's important because a lot of realtors, God love them, are just that kind of person. they really are generous. You know, they really are. I mean, believe me, we get asked a lot because, you know, the brokerage fee is a large part of the sale. You know, sellers get asked for closing costs. And, you know, any realtor who won't kick in a little bit to make a deal happen, you know, look, you're all entitled to how you make your own money. My philosophy is, look, let's get this deal done, move on to the next transaction.
Absolutely.
Okay, everybody's happy. We've given a little bit, okay, added the pot. And that's minimal. Okay.
Right.
When you look at the average sale amount in Sonoma County, you know, when a third of properties are over $1 million. Now this is Fannie and Freddie Mac. So there's a guideline. What is the amount we're looking at, Tim, for loan amount?
Good question. The high balance loan limit in Sonoma County, and it does vary by county, but in Sonoma County, we can go up to 595.7. So $595,700 right. is what we call the Fannie Freddie high balance loan limit. Okay.
So 3% of that is about 18, 17
correct.
Grand. Okay. Closing costs another
10 plus.
Okay. All right. So you kind of look what you need to get. All right. So you're looking like 27, 28 grand
yeah.
for a GoFundMe site. And you may already have a portion of that.
Correct. And I think that's where Chris George, his whole philosophy was it takes a village.
Yeah.
So the borrower or the buyer comes to the table with some money. We come to the table with some money. The crowdfunding helps for a big portion. And if necessary, the realtor comes to the table. So sure. it's really, it takes a village is the theme behind HomeFundMe.
Well, any smart realtor may even use this as a marketing tool because I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll show you, not only show you how to set it up, I'll work with Tim to get it going, and I'll give $1,000 of my brokerage fee, okay, towards the GoFundMe site, okay?
Absolutely, you know, fantastic.
We can credit through escrow, I take it?
Correct. A realtor does not actually have to go onto the HomeFundMe site. They just credit it through escrow as they normally would in closing costs. I think that's a fantastic idea, Mike.
And it
goes to the heart of what we're trying to do here.
Sure, sure. And our thing is all about getting people and families in the homes because we know if we help a family get into a home, they're going to tell every one of their friends and family, God, Tim and Mike did a great job for me. They got me into a house. Mike even gave part of his commission, and Tim did this great thing with his FundMe page, and it's all that kind of stuff. So
absolutely.
You're right. Sometimes it does take a village, to quote Hillary. But
I think somebody said it before Hillary, but that's
it's true though. It's in these times when you look at what the city's doing, as far as I saw an article in the PD today about increasing density bonuses. You know, we are in a major housing crisis, and a lot of it has to do because we're a very beautiful area to live in. Okay, everybody wants to be here, but we still at 618 medium home price, we are the bargain basement guys for the Bay Area. Right, Tim?
I mean, it's scary to think that 600 plus is bottom, bargain basement, but it's true.
Yeah.
Look at Marin, look at San Francisco. It's
crazy. Yeah, Santa Clara, the only other area is Solano, which is Vallejo, and they're taking off because it's like it's a vacuum. People will go where the homes are initially inexpensive and then it takes off, and next you know, you got gentrification and high medium home prices. So once again, let's repeat where we're going. It's HomeFundMe.com. Okay,
so.
And that is the website. So now if they want to participate, they probably have to get a hold of you. That you set them up for the site?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
okay, so
if
give
you,
us your number.
Yeah, if anybody out there is interested or you know somebody that might benefit from this, just call me directly. My office is in Rohnert Park. My telephone number is 707-781-8180. Again, 781-8180. Just ask for me, Tim Carroll. We'll walk them through the process. It's simple. They get very excited very quickly. And as far as I'm concerned, Mike, here's my mission for realtors. If we can help every realtor out there save two or three transactions a year, that those deals that would have fallen through the slats, think what an amazing boost that would be to them their business.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help people get into homes, and we're trying to help realtors close their transactions.
That's great. Yeah, and I totally agree with the philosophy behind that. And that's what we have to do in this kind of a market where affordability is, I think right now, 1 in 4 can actually buy a medium-priced home in Sonoma County. So there's different ways to skin a cat, guys. Okay, and this is one of them. Okay, so it's HomeFundMe.com. Tim Carroll, once again, your phone number, Tim?
707-781-8180.
Super. And he's all over the web. I put him on Facebook, put him on my blog site. So you'll be able to find him, okay?
Absolutely.
Tim, thanks for coming in on a Sunday morning.
I appreciate it, Mike.
It's a great program.
My pleasure.
Once again, HomeFundMe.com. Talk to Tim. Tim's number once again.
781-8180.
Great. This has been the Real Estate Hour. Oh, by the way, I have an open house today. I forgot to talk about it, Joe. 30 seconds. 4335 La Gronda. Price is $780. It's reduced down from $829. Come out and see me, an acre and a half in the heart of Bennett Valley. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock today. It's in the Press Democrat. It's all over the place, too. So 4335 La Gronda, 1 to 4. Price is $780. This has been the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
Tim Carroll, thanks for having me.
And Joe Pasquini. We'll be back next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com. The pre-